That's how a dollar mission says, even in the call coin. The following can be given to any coin. We said at the end of the previous mission, the chal in Eretz Yisrael can only be given to a coin that is a tamachacha and eats his chulam when he is taught. Even things that are not chal or truma, he makes sure to eat only when he is taught. But to a coin that does not eat his chulam betara, we do not give him chal or truma in Eretz Yisrael since we're afraid he might forget and eat the chal or truma when he is tamed. But chal and chutzlars we would give to a coin that does not eat his chulam betara, since chal and chutzlars is only midrash bun. And the following things mentioned in this Mishnah can also be given to any coin, even to a coin that does not eat his chulam when he is taught. Haharamin. Haramin can be given to any coin. When somebody says a re'elu cherem, we give it to a coin, as the pasuk says, ko cherem bi Yisrael l'chayiyah. When Yisrael makes something into cherem, we give it to a coin. And whatever the Yisrael is machrem, it does not have kedusha. It's one of the matnas. Kuna is one of the things we give to a coin, but it does not have kedusha. So since it doesn't have kedusha, it could be eaten even when the coin is tamei. So therefore, we can give it even to a coin that does not eat its chula and bit tara. The firstborn kosher animal is given to the coin, and it's brought as a korban, and it can be given to any coin, even to a coin that does not eat its chula and bit tara. The reason being is that b'chor is kachet mikdash. It's brought as a korban in the base of mikdash, and there isn't a coin in the world that would not be careful to be taught before eating the basar of the korban, so therefore we have no concern that we would give it even to a coin that does not eat its chulin bitara. And the only thing we're concerned about are things that are eaten outside of the Beis HaMikdash, such as truma or trumas mais or challah. These things, since they're not eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, they're even eaten outside of Yerushalayim, maybe a coin who does not eat his chulin when he is tar would make a mistake and eat these things when he is tummy. But the basar of a korban, which is only eaten in Yerushalayim, certainly a kohen would make sure he is tar before eating it. And if the b'chor has a mum and is not brought as a korban, and in such a case the b'chor can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, then even a kohen tamei would be allowed to eat it, as the pasuk says, a tamei b'hat tahar yochlano. A tamei can eat together with a tar. So therefore, we have no concerns about giving the firstborn animal to a kohen that does not eat its chulam bit tara. U'pidyon haben, the basar we give to a kohen. For the pidyon haben, we can give it to any kohen, and the pidyon haben does not have kedusha, so therefore we have no concerns about giving it to any kohen. Upidyon pesach hamor, the redemption of a firstborn donkey, which we give the kohen a seh, that seh does not have kedusha and can be given to any kohen, even though a kohen does not eat his chulam b'tara. V'hazaroa v'halachayim v'hakeva. The zroa l'chayim and keva is what is given to a coin from every animal that is shechted. The zroa is the shoulder, the l'chaim of the two cheeks, and the keva is the stomach. They do not have kedusha and can even be eaten when the coin is tummy, so we have no concerns about giving it to a coin that does not eat its chulam b'tara. The rachis haget, the first of the shear, which is given to the coin, and the pasuk says, "Bereishis get son chatitem lo," the first of the shearings of the sheep to be given to the coin. The reisha again does not have kedusha, and therefore can be given to any coin. Ushemen tref, oil that is to be burnt. This is truma that was separated from oil. That is tummy. So the din is that the oil has to be burnt, cannot be smeared on the body, or to be eaten. So therefore, since the truma is tummy, it can be given to any coin. Even though normally truma can only be given to a coin that eats its chulam betara, but this truma, which is tummy and has to be burnt anyway, can be given even to a coin that does not eat its chulam betara. Ukache hamikdash. Any kache hamikdash can be given to any coin. Meaning to say, the portion of a korban that is given to a coin, such as a chaze and shok of a shlomen, can be given to any coin. As we have said previously, even a coin that is not makdash to eat its chulam betara would certainly make sure he is tar before eating a chelek from a korban, so therefore it can be given to any coin. Vahabikurim. Bikurim can be given to any coin. Again, bikurim is brought to the base hamikdash. So therefore, since it's brought to the Beit HaMikdash, it is regarded as Kache HaMikdash and can be given to any coin. And since it's brought to the Beit HaMikdash, even a coin that is not makbid to eat its chulam betara would make sure not to eat the bikurim before he became tar. Rabbi Yehuda oyster bibikurim. Rabbi Yehuda forbids giving bikurim to a coin that does not eat its chulam betara. The reason being, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since no avoda is done with the bikurim, even though it's brought to the Beit HaMikdash, but no avoda is done with it, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that a coin who does not eat his chulam betara might forget and eat the bikurim while he is tummy. Karshini Truma. Truma that is taken from Karshina. Karshina is a type of vegetable that's normally used for animal feed. People only eat it if they have no other food. It's only eaten if they have chak, if it's a time of re'ava and of hunger, if there's nothing else to eat, then people would eat Karshina. Rabbi Akiva Matir, but Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva permits giving Truma from Karshina to any coin, even to coin that does not eat his chulam b'tara. And Rabbi Akiva said in Masechet Ma'aseh Sheni that the work that is done on Karshinim of Truma can be done even when you are tummy. And since Karshinim are barely edible, the Chacham were lenient with regard to Truma from Karshinim and would allow you to work on it while you are tummy. So therefore, we would be lenient and allow you to give it to any coin, even to a coin that does not eat its chulam b'tara, according to Rabbi Akiva. While Chacham argued with Rabbi Akiva, Ma'aseh Sheni, they hold that the work on Truma from Karshinim has to be done when you are tar, so therefore the Rabbanim were not lenient, and they hold that you have to give Truma from Karshinim back to the coin that eats its chulam b'tara, just like any other Truma. Masechet Challah Paradal Mishnah Yud Nitoi Ish Tekoa Hevi Challah Mebeitar V'lo Kiblu Mimeno Nitoi from Tekoa brought Challah from Beitar into Eretz Yisrael. As he separated this Challah and Beitar, this is referring to a Beitar that is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and there is a Beitar that is inside Eretz Yisrael, but this Beitar is in Chutz La'aretz. And he separated this Challah in Beitar, and instead of giving it to a coin in Chutz La'aretz, which is what he should have done with the Challah, he brought it to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave it to a coin in Eretz Yisrael. But the coin in Eretz Yisrael refused to accept the Challah from it. The reason being is that there's nothing that the coin could have done with this Challah. And they can't eat the Challah, since the Challah has become Tameh B'tumas Eretz Ha'amim, as land outside of Eretz Yisrael are Tameh, and therefore the Challah is Tameh. And they can't burn it either. The reason being is not everybody realizes that this Challah was brought from Chutz La'aretz. And when they see us burn the Challah, they will think it's permitted to burn challah that is torn. Of course, it is forbidden to burn challah that is torn. And they can't bring it back to Chutz La'aretz either. As if somebody sees us bring the challah back to Chutz La'aretz, he might think it's permitted to bring challah and truma from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And of course, it is prohibited to bring challah and truma to Chutz La'aretz, since the challah or truma will become tameh in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, the only thing that can be done with this challah that was brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael is to keep it around until Erev Pesach, and then we would burn it with the chametz. Anche Alexandria, heviu chalusim Alexandria v'lo kiblu mehem. The Jews that lived in Alexandria in Mitzrayim, they separated challah from their dough in Alexandria, and they brought it to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael did not accept the challah from the people from Alexandria for the reasons that we just stated. Anche hartzavon. The people that lived in the mountain of Tavon, they brought their Bikurim, their first fruits, to the Beit HaMikdash prior to Shavuot, but the Kohanim did not accept the Bikurim from them at that time, and they should have brought the Bikurim after Shavuot, not before Shavuot, Mipnei HaKatzer Shavuot Torah, because the following pasuk in the Torah, which says, Bechak HaKatzer Bikurim Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basara, the festival of the harvest, this is referring to Shavuot. The first of your work that you plant in the field, meaning to say, this pasuk was referring to the Shtei Halacha, the two bread that is brought in the Beit HaMikdash on Shavuot. And the Shtei Halacha should be Bikurim Ma'asecha, should be from the first of the new grain. And none of the minchas that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash prior to Shavuot are brought from the new crop of grain. The Shtei Halacha is the first that is brought in the Beit HaMikdash from the new crop of grain. After the Shtei Halacha is brought, that would permit us to bring subsequent menachas in the Beit HaMikdash from the new crop. And prior to Shavuot, just like we do not bring any menachas from the new crop of grain, we also don't bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash until after the Shtei HaLechem is brought. Only after the Shtei HaLechem is brought on Shavuot is it permitted to bring the first fruit to the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, the Kohanim did not accept the Bikurim prior to Shavuot. Only after Shavuot are the Bikurim brought to the Beit HaMikdash.